This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Boy, get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
I would run around this studio
and together.
Naked.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Go ahead, buddy.
Go ahead. What? No.
No, you start.
No,
you start.
I'll just say this. 37, 35, 35.
Warriors!
Those are the ages of Dre, Jimmy Butler, and Steph Curry. And we left the studio yesterday asking which one would we see. The morning show put up a poll. Would you rather see Curry go for 40 or playoff Jimmy? Steiny, I'm looking at you right now like I left a basketball buffet. And the restaurant was run by the Golden State Warriors. We got both. Steph Curry is special. And I think they put the league on notice. On a good day, this is what we can do. It was not perfect, but for Steph to go golfing, get that fresh cut, which I text you on the Vine, I said, watch out. And boy, Steiny, that was just a reminder of, you got Jokic, we got Steph. You got Ant, we got Steph. You got Bron and Luka, we got Steph. How can you not be excited as a Warrior fan right now at 10:01, Steiny, on this day? Good morning.
What's going on? I'm going to call that one a regular season classic.
Wow.
And when
you don't do much of that.
When you stack up the greatest games of Steph Curry's career, I don't want to do that or rank them, but there's a new entry in that on that list, and that was last night. I mean, the guy was absolutely unbelievable.
Not five, not six, not seven.
Tell it, Evan.
I mean, just indescribable greatness at times.
Why was he so frisky early?
Because it's Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Got some sun.
It's Steph Curry, and it was a big game, and the three big boys came to play, and then a couple of the young guys made key plays late. And that was the recipe for a win for the Golden State Warriors against the Memphis Grizzlies. And step one of this four-step journey, mini journey, if you will, is complete. And they got the one they had to have. And they jump up to fifth in the West right now. And now
you got to hold on.
They got the LA Lakers Thursday. And now it's a game that if you can somehow win, then you can realistically think about, can we get to four?
Number five.
Can we get to four?
Number four.
Which would give you home court advantage.
Exactly. Exactly.
But they're still two behind LA. Well, really one, because you got to look at tomorrow like you're going to beat them. But I know that's it's about one night, man. And last night was special.
Yeah, it was just a tremendous game. High level. I thought both teams played really well. I thought both teams had a chance to win it, but I think the reason the Golden State Warriors won it, and this is just what I think, but it's just a team that's been there or had too many guys who have been there before against too many guys who still have yet to really find a way to get it done. And as great as Ja Morant was, you know, we kind of saw, as great as he was, I think I saw last night part of the reason why Memphis can't quite get it all together. But look, the Warriors did everything they had to do to win that game. And it was a big win. And now they can progress with optimism.
Yeah.
And start thinking about what if they had lost that game. And we don't have to think that way. But right now, you got to feel good about the win. And now you got to get ready for the Lakers.
Yeah. And then Denver after that. And we saw a 60-point triple-double by Jokic. Two great icons just putting on shows last night, Steiny. So I'm with you. And we talked about yesterday when we left here, how would the others react? And it's just one game. And, you know, I thought Moody was okay. I thought Pods, they were, hey, it's hard to stay in front of Ja Morant, right? I wouldn't know, but we all know from afar. But Steiny, man, that was a good one. And they were up 17 and down 4 with 3:38 left. And I'm thinking, my goodness, are you going to blow this? And they didn't.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the first great sign was at about 4:15, about an hour before the start of the game. I'm sitting at home, and I'm like, feeling a little different. I don't know. It's just like, what's going on? It's something.
Uh-oh.
And I realized what it was. I was really, really looking forward to that game last night.
And it did disappoint, man.
And I was thinking, man, I can't wait for this game to start. And of course, I thought, good for me. Good for me that I'm excited about this game. But then I thought, no. Good for us. Good for us. Yeah. I mean, this is all we hoped that we could find about 4 months ago. And last night, as that game's getting ready for tip-off, I'm thinking, well, this is going to be fun. But the next 2.5 hours is going to be fun. And you know what? Like, for some reason, I'm watching that whole game, Goo, and it just felt like, holy hell, these games are long.
Yeah.
And
keep going.
You get up in the first quarter and you're feeling good. And then it's the second quarter. And then it's early third and Memphis is making a run. You're like, oh my God, there's still so much time left in this game. It just felt like that win last night was so demanding.
I love it.
And yes, they ended up winning the ball game. And every right to feel good about that game.
Yeah. And Steiny has started from the outset, and again, Evan mentioned, Curry having a tan, and I know you mentioned your partner and mentioned that he got some sun. So if that's what it takes for him to be relaxed and come into a game and just wreak havoc like he did, something just felt different. He was looking to shoot and cook, and that's what the chef did. And Steiny, they turned off Memphis's water, going on an 18-5 run when they were down 4 with 3 minutes left. So, I mean, I got a text from Willard, a random text, Steiny, at the end, but this is Warrior fans being greedy. He goes, that damn Westbrook, he ruined almost a perfect night. But the Warriors getting that win with what's at stake is perfect. But then when you go to the standings in regard to maybe many, you could have had a loss. I get that, but they handled their business, and they went up and surpassed Memphis.
Hey, Willard.
Will.
Quit begging. Quit begging.
No, he was.
Quit begging.
Numbers are numbers.
Being upset with Russell Westbrook is a sign that you're scared.
You don't think the Warriors had that game on in the locker room?
He can't control.
It was a great game.
I'm sure they did.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, the good Lord said, the things that are outside your control, you shouldn't really worry about. You can't do anything about it.
Is that Steph?
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That the boy Lincoln Evan.
And see, and let me tell you one thing I'm doing right now. I wanted to say this right away.
Oh.
Because I'm not having any of it. Not from any of you all. And God love you, partner, not from you either. I don't want to hear one word about Evan. But they blew a 17-point lead.
They didn't blow it because they won.
Let me tell you something.
My fault.
The reason they won that game is because they got up 17 early. That's why they won the game. Well, I guarantee you.
You don't blow it until you lose the game.
But you're known, renowned, quite frankly, for saying, oh, but Steiny, they cut it to 14. Were you worried?
Man.
The biggest reason to me the Warriors won that game is because of how they started that game.
Man.
And it put Memphis in a hole. And Memphis had to play super well to get back in the ball game. But like we see a lot, you battle back, but then it takes so much out of you that the team that got up has the advantage.
And what about the Warriors making all their free throws, Donnie? 28 of 28. And I know we can sit here and say that's a one-off. 28 of 28. That's big time.
Yeah. That's why I fought everybody tooth and nail.
About
there aren't bad free throw shooting teams. There are bad free throw shooters. And if you tell me that Butler and Curry are going to take 20 free throws, then I would tell you, well, they have a chance to make them all because those two guys can make their free throws.
Hey, real quick, you shocked me. Real quick with Butler, Steiny, I felt like he was ultra aggressive, and this is how you know I'm growing because you always think I'm just about field goal attempts. But when you reminded me, Gooey only took 11, it felt like he took 25. And he made all his free throws, got to the free throw line, Steiny, 12 times. So that Jimmy Butler, give me that all day moving forward. So it didn't feel like 11 because I felt like just there was something oozing off my TV. He was engaged. That's the word I'm looking for, Steiny. Not that he's never been, but he was engaged. What you and I were before we popped before we actually had the date.
I mean, I actually didn't think he was aggressive in the first half at all. I thought he was getting into the lane and almost purposely not shooting to try to get other people involved. I mean, look, the way Butler played last night was the way he's mostly been playing all year long. And if
I don't know why I feel different.
Yeah, I mean, he only took 11 shots. He obviously was big down the stretch. But to me, that's Jimmy Butler saying, we got a teammate who's going off, and so there's no need for me to take 18 shots tonight.
12 free throw attempts means those are, you know what I mean?
It means Memphis is pretty dumb at times.
Wow.
But, I thought Butler was kind of like he always was, which has been very good with the Golden State Warriors. Let's get it going today. 888-957-9570.